TV.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the end of the week. This is Martin Zender. You are at MZTV, and I mentioned yesterday the cold-blooded murder of Charlie Kirk. I don't really think I shared with you how devastated I was to hear it. And really, all evil devastates me. The crucifixion of Christ devastates me by the day, especially when we talked about the Shroud of Turin a couple weeks ago. But the comfort I take, and the comfort we all take, and to me this is the only comfort, is what I shared with you yesterday from the Word of God, that human injustice commends God's righteousness, that everything God does has a purpose. And even though our human understanding oftentimes falters and we can't wrap our heads around the evil, we have to look at the cross, look at the worst example of evil there is, the crucifixion of Christ, see the righteous outcome of it, and trust that God can work all lesser evils into blessings. And we look at the account of Joseph, and we see the template there, that God takes evil and works it for good. And all is of God. There is nothing in this world that doesn't happen because of God. God is the cause of all causes. And this is the most basic of all truths. This is the foundational truth of all truths, the sovereignty of God. If you don't understand the sovereignty of God, you are not on step one. You are not at block A. You have not even begun to understand the vocabulary of spiritual understanding. This is foundational. A. Enoch said that. He considered the sovereignty of God to be the most foundational teaching there is, that God is doing everything. And it is a source of all human comfort. All other ground is sinking sand. All other human opinions that dare set themselves against Scripture are sinking sand. Any belief that humans have any degree of freedom and can do something that God did not intend to happen is anti-God, anti-Christ at its core. It is humanism at its core. It is idolatry at its core, because it puts the human and the human desire on the throne and says that God himself waits to see what is going to happen, and then adjusts his plan accordingly. Anyone who believes that God is looking down on earth, he set the ball rolling, but he's not involved in every single action, and he's looking down to see what his creation is going to do, and then reacts accordingly. Anybody who thinks that has no conception of the greatness of God, of who God is and what God does. This is so critical. And I didn't tell you how much I was grieving yesterday for that event, but today I'm grieving even more about something different, and that is the comment of a subscriber on yesterday's show. I'm not going to mention a name. It's not necessary. But as you know, for 33 years, I have been publicly teaching, and from day one, before I even uttered a word, I understood the basic of all basics, that God is, that all is of God. I'll just speak in scripture language. 2 Corinthians 5:18, all is of God. And I was taught to speak in scriptural language, to use the scriptures themselves to teach and to write and to believe. And that has been my guide. That has been the touchstone of everything I do and say. And to discover someone within this circle who still does not grasp that God does everything, including evil, that he will work toward its purpose, it just grieves me, because, and I shouldn't feel this way, but someone who has been exposed for so many years to the scriptures, and maybe for a couple years to my teaching, and it's like, haven't I been clear enough? And then I realize it's not you, kid. Speaking to myself, it's not you. I mean, you've been setting these plain scriptures out. 2 Corinthians 5:18, all is of God. It's like these scriptures are so simple to me. Romans 11:36, all is out of him, through him, and into him. Isaiah 46:9-10, I am El, there is no further Elohim, and no other like me, telling from the beginning the hereafter, and from aforetime what has not yet been done, saying all my counsel, it will be confirmed, and all my desire I shall do. Isaiah 46:9-10. How primal and insistent and plain and simple is that? And even King Nebuchadnezzar, a heathen king, when he was sent away for 7 years to go crazy because he was so high and mighty in his own opinion of himself, as it was lowered to see the truth. And I guess you have to be lowered to see the truth. Jeremiah had to go down to the potter's house to see that the vessel was marred in the hands of the potter. He had to go down to the potter's house. He had to go down literally and metaphorically. You have to go down because you have to hop off board off of your own personal idea train. And at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up my eyes to heaven, Daniel 4:34-35, and my knowledge was returning unto me. Then I blessed the Supreme, capital S, the Supreme, and I lauded and honored him who is living for the eon, since his jurisdiction is an aeonian jurisdiction, and his kingdom is with generation after generation. All those abiding on the earth are reckoned as naught. According to his will is he doing with the army of the heavens and with those abiding on earth. And there is not one who shall stay his hand and say to him, what have you done? And yet I read these comments yesterday. I do not see God doing all the evil. What do you see? You do not see God doing all the evil? Well, maybe you're looking at the intermediary. Maybe you're looking at Satan. Maybe you're looking at a lone gunman. Maybe you're looking at a human being through whom evil is being effected. And maybe you're stuck at the intermediary. Maybe you're stuck at the go-between. Maybe you can't look through the object God uses to God himself, who is doing everything. I don't see God doing all the evil. No, you could have stopped by saying, I do not see God. And that's the truth. You do not see God. If you do not see God doing all the evil, when God plainly says, I do everything. Amos 3:6, shall there be evil in a city and the Lord has not done it? Amos 3:6 has been in the scriptures for a long time. And I've been quoting it for a long time, but it's not me. It's not making this about me. I'm just disappointed as hell. Just devastated. Devastated. It's like you're teaching a class and never mind. I'm sorry. Another quote from the same poster. To teach that God himself planned all these evil deeds is just not something I can embrace yet. Well, when do you think you'll be able to embrace it? How many readings of these scriptures will it require? How many times will you have to read Amos 3:6? That God planned all these evil deeds. It's difficult to embrace, I admit. And I'm sorry I'm so worked up over this. And I love the poster. I love the person who posted this. I'm just frustrated. I'm sorry, and I'm venting my frustration. And somebody will say, Martin, all is of God, why are you frustrated? Do I have to explain that again? Just go ask Jesus why he's crying when he knows he's going to raise Lazarus in 5 minutes. Ask Jesus that first, then ask me whatever you want to ask me. But I want to hear you ask Jesus that question first. Jesus, why are you crying over Israel? Jerusalem, Jerusalem, who stones the prophets and kills those who are sent her. Why are you weeping over Jerusalem, Jesus, when you know that God himself has given Israel a spirit of stupor? Ask Jesus these questions. Then ask me why I'm frustrated about a person who, after years and years and years and years, still doesn't understand the most basic truth. That all is of God. I do not see God doing all the evil. Who do you see doing the evil? We're going to find that out soon. The poster says he can save these evil people because, quote, he created them knowing what they are capable of. So he just created people knowing what they are capable of, but he himself, this is what the post suggests, knowing what they are capable of. Like, they might do evil, they might not. I know what they're capable of because I made them, but I don't know what they're going to do next. Your God doesn't know what his creation is going to do. This is a God who is ignorant, which goes against another verse that God knows everything. But you don't believe God knows everything. You don't. I'm sorry, you don't. It's just shocking to me. I'm sorry. A man of your age and all the time you've been around, you still don't know that God knows everything? If God is waiting to see what his creation is going to do, then he doesn't know what they're going to do. Then he doesn't know everything. Then God's a liar. Quote, the evil poured out on Jesus was allowed. Oh, I hate that word. You really had to use that word? You haven't heard me enough to know how much that word irks my guts? The evil poured out on Jesus was allowed. Yet I do not see God dictating how many lashes Jesus received. You don't? The God who numbers the hairs on our head. Who gives a damn or a shit? How many hairs are on your head? Oh, God does. He cares about things you can't even dream of caring about. God knows how many hairs are on your head. He doesn't know, did not dictate how many lashes his son received to take away the sins of the world. Who am I talking to? Another quote. This is on evil men, not God. So, this is on the evil men. The evil men are responsible for this, not God. Will the person who wrote this post kindly rewind this video and listen to the verses I read from Isaiah 46, 9, 10? I am telling from aforetime what has not yet been done. I am telling what has not yet been done because he knows what is going to be done. Because he is God, he is El, he is the supreme, he is the subjector. Telling from the beginning the hereafter. Telling it, not knowing it merely, but telling it. Quote, I'm just sharing my thoughts. In my view, God did not plan for some monster to assassinate Charlie Kirk. That is all on the assassin. All on the assassin, in my view. All on the assassin. I underlined the word all 5 times. It's all on the assassin. All is on the assassin. Nothing, no influence from God, no influence from Satan, no influence from anything or anybody. It's all on the assassin. Are you sure you don't want to edit that post? All on the assassin. How scary life would be if it's all on the evil people. It's all on this assassin. It must be all on the evil people. God knows what they're capable of, but he doesn't know what they're going to do. What a world we live in. I thought all was of God. No, all is of the assassin. It's all. The assassin provided all the motivation, all the energy expended, all the evil contrived, all the execution was all on the assassin. Quote, in my view, unquote. My question is, when will you trade in your view for the scriptures? When? Amos 3:6, shall there be evil in a city and the Lord has not done it? Job 2:10, indeed, should we receive good from the one Elohim and should we not receive evil? Job said that. Should we not receive evil? Yet you say this is on evil men, not God. The men are gods. The men are the subjectors. The men are the El. The assassins are the elves, the subjectors. God waits to see what his creation will do. He has no idea how many lashes they're going to give his son to take away the sin of the world. He has to wait and see. And maybe an angel will count them for him and report. Or maybe Nebuchadnezzar knows more than you do. That all those abiding on earth are reckoned not as all but as naught. Daniel 4:35. And according to his will, not according to the will of would-be or actual assassins, is he doing with the army of heavens and with those abiding on the earth. These are the most basic truths of the scripture. This is the most basic truth of scripture. And I believe, I pray and I hope that anyone who does not yet see this and who values their own thoughts and their own opinions above scripture will surrender those personal thoughts and personal opinions and embrace the Word of God.